From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A car bomb exploded this morning at the main Iraqi police station in Baghdad, killing one officer and injuring more than a dozen people. The attack occurred as mourners buried victims of Friday's bombing in Najaf, which killed and injured more than 100 people. We have two reports. First, NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.
The bombers are showing they can strike any time, anywhere. This morning, their target was the new Iraqi police, a force trained and equipped by the U.S. The bomb went off inside the compound of Baghdad's police academy. Police officers say someone snuck a car loaded with explosives into the garage for impounded vehicles. Eyewitnesses standing hundreds of yards away saw car parts blown into the air by the explosion. Iraqi police major Basil El-Ani says the target was his chief.
Only one wall separates this garage from the headquarters office. They were aiming to kill the head of police because his office just next to the wall.
The police chief survived the blast. Doctors at a nearby hospital said most of the victims had only superficial injuries, making today's attack much less deadly than the three devastating bombings last month that killed and injured hundreds of people, most of them Iraqis. At a press conference today, the U.S. Civil Administrator for Iraq, Paul Bremer, responded to an Iraqi journalist who asked why his country had become a land of bombs.
We have seen, as I think I've mentioned from this podium before, the influx of both foreign fighters and foreign terrorists in the last months. And it shows that Iraq is one of the battlefields on the worldwide war against terrorism.
This morning's car bomb coincided with funeral services for the victims of last Friday's explosion in southern Iraq. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.